I do remember hearing Jaws last week with us. Let's play some of this audio. You know, the Eagles, in case you haven't, you know, checked your calendar, they go to training camp in like 3 weeks. Like, we are in the month of July. The Eagles go to training camp in the month of July. This thing's coming up. And the players probably aren't sweating it the way, you know, Richie and his guys and a generation before would sweat it, literally sweat it, because you'd be sweating out on the fields of Lehigh or Westchester, 2-a-days.
No, we would be sweating it right now, trying to get ready to go out there for 2-a-days. Like, you would prepare your body to do work twice a day by doing work twice a day.
Well, imagine the old Vermeil 3-a-days.
Dude, I think my high school 2-a-days were harder than what they do now. When I was in high school, we were nuts,
your
man.
Your high school was
they
harder.
They were crazy, yeah.
My high school, way back in like the late 80s, early 90s, we would do 8-to-8, where it was 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
And it was a totally different mentality. Like, my coach, dude, my coach wouldn't let
you
us have water. My coach wouldn't let us have water. We went to the nurse, and it was, like, super hot, all this stuff. We went to the nurse, and the nurse went to him and was like, hey, you got to give these kids water. It's not okay. As soon as the nurse left, he's like, you guys are never getting water again.
Wow.
Like, yeah, it was, like, that kind of thing.
So you'll get water if you run the play right.
Exactly, like, you get it when you earn it. Exactly.
Let me be that guy. For all the attorneys out there who are smelling a class action lawsuit.
I doubt it. I graduated high school in 2000.
What are the statute of limitations?
Yeah, right. Yeah. I think less than 24 years or whatever.
All jokes aside, Eagles are going to training camp pretty soon. We talked to Ron Jaworski about a week ago, covered a lot of ground, one of which was on the defense and Vic Fangio. Here's Jaws on Vic Fangio in this Eagles day.
Let's get real here. Vic Fangio has to get this team playing up to their potential. They did not play up to their potential last year. Boom, plain and simple. I can't tell you where the blame is, but that team did not perform to its capability. Vic Fangio, who I've known for 40 years, is an awesome coach. He's a no-nonsense, no BS kind of guy. Do your job. He'll kick you in the butt. He'll pat you on the back. He'll hug you. He'll kiss you. But he's also going to be in your face when you screw up. It's kind of an old-school coach, and I think, quite honestly, that's the meaning this defense needs, an old-style type coach that's not going to be your buddy unless you perform. So I think the defense is a big question mark. There certainly is talent, but I think if Vic Fangio can get this group playing well early, and I think it's going to be tough early. There's going to be a lot of, obviously, a new system, new coaching staff on that defensive side of the football. It's going to take a little time for that defense to evolve.
Look, I got to tell you this, man. It's fun talking Sixers today with renewed hope and the possibility of maybe winning a title. And, you know, people obviously are split on whether that's real or not. But, John, to get the juices flowing for football is good, too. And this deal, like, John, let me ask you this question. The Eagles' defense is what? Like, how would you assess what they are as a unit? Because they made a lot of changes, and they made a ton of changes to go back 2 years. I mean, from the team that was in the Super Bowl 2 years ago to what you got right now, it is an incredibly different defense. This D is what, John?
Athletic, I guess. A question mark.
Yeah.
The question mark, maybe.
Other than Hurts.
I don't find Jalen to be a question mark. I am
really Sirianni for you,
really
then?
Sirianni
excited.
Also. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. The defense is going to be more exciting, more multiple, but not that much more multiple than what we saw last year.
Well, it's a basic structure. I mean, Vic Fangio's structure was being run by guys here the last couple of years. So it's not like they're going to reinvent the wheel. He invented the wheel. I mean, here's the bottom line. They obviously have nowhere to go but up. They can't be worse than they were. They will go up. The question is, are they actually going to be good? It's almost like Paul George. A little bit. It's like Paul George is better than Tobias Harris, obviously. Okay, obviously. The question is, how good is he? How good is the defense?
But the difference there is Paul George has to be great. The Eagles' defense doesn't.
That's true.
Yeah, if Hurts is great, if the offense is great, they just have to be okay.
There have been plenty of teams in NFL history that have won a Super Bowl with one unit, one side of the ball being exceptional, and the other side being average.
And
Kansas City 2 years ago is a prime example.
And I'm expecting the offensive side to be exceptional. I am not nearly as worried about the center position as a lot of people seem to be. I'm not nearly as worried about Jalen
as you are. Yeah.
Really the only thing, Paris Campbell, our third wide receiver, is the question mark, and that's not a question
mark. But
we're going to hand the ball off more than we've seen in the past,
yeah.
And that's where everything else grows from. That's where we start and finish.
I'll believe it when I say it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'll believe it when I say it.
Yeah.
I think you're holding out too much hope on that. I really do.
Saquon Barkley is here.
They're not going to run him in. They're not going to run him into the ground.
I understand they're not going to run him into ground. But for this kind of back, a bell cow back, the way that you must use him to maximize the player.
It's his seventh year, man.
He gets 20 touches. You get 15 carries and 5 catches. This is what he needs for this offense to be running on all 8 cylinders. And I'm telling you, that'll open everything up for everyone else.
I will say, I just...
There's going to be a lot of plays to go around because the offense will be so efficient.
Well, look, I hope you're right. I don't know if it's that simple. We shall see. By the way, one more thing on the Eagles and the defense, because, you know, a big part of you want to talk about a question mark, and it's ironic because he's getting paid a lot of money, is Bryce Hoff. Let's be real. Most of us have never really focused on Bryce Hoff in a game. I mean, when the Eagles played the Jets entering that game, I can tell you I probably never heard of Bryce Hoff. And then after that game, I guess I had because he did make some plays in the game. But it's not like I walked away from that game saying, oh, yeah, that's the guy the Eagles should go replace Hassan Reddick with and give him $50 million. Like, mm-hmm. That wasn't my mindset. But then when free agency happened, like all of a sudden in comes Bryce Hoff. We asked Jaws the other day about him. His answer was not what I wanted to hear. Is Bryce Hoff legit? 3 years, 50-something million. Is he legit, Jaws?
I can't answer that definitively, but what I saw on tape, quote, honestly, I would say probably not. You know, you look at his sacks; there are a number. He wasn't like beating people. There were numbers. If you look, you just pull up a sack reel and you look at it and say, "Wow, there are a number of times he wasn't even blocked." You know, it was errors on the offensive line, errors in the backfield, errors in the tight end that they didn't block him. He had clean shots to quarterback. He's obviously a very gifted athlete. He's kind of a late bloomer. For 2 years, he had a hard time getting on the field. He had an explosive season last year. But, you know, I just hope we're not getting a one-year wonder. I'm going to trust Howie on this one that he sees something very special in the young man. But I think it's a lot of money off the salary cap to pay a guy that really is a one-year wonder. But, hey, hopefully he'll prove me wrong.
Look, we'll see. I mean, we'll see. We're all going to be eyes wide open and watch this guy an awful lot. Obviously,
let's hope Joss is wrong because yeah. that's not what you want to hear.
I know it's not what you want to hear.
One year wonder, like not good.
That sounds terrible. You know what? Part of what made Hassan Reddick so unique is even though he was a tweener size wise, he was able to stand up and hold up against the run way better than a 230-pound guy should have. Like, you know, he's 6'1", he's 230 pounds, but he's able to anchor in there and you know, stick his foot in the ground and get his shoulder in there and get underneath
guard. He could set an edge.
He could set that edge.
No question.
Yeah.
No question.
That is unique. I don't know that we can see the same thing from Bryce Hoff. Mm-hmm. I don't know Bryce Hoff can do that. Bryce Hoff hasn't even been asked to do that. Bryce Hoff was, okay, it's third and long. Now you go in and you get to rush the quarterback. Yeah.
To be fair to Howie, the league didn't realize how good Hassan Reddick was when Howie acquired Hassan Reddick. Howie was ahead of the curve on that one. So we'll see.
They still don't.
We'll see. Hey, one more question, then right back to the phones. By the way, we'll talk to Elliot Sher Parks in about 10 minutes on the Eagles and the Sixers. So one more question. Let's all go on the record here on this one. Our second Twitter poll question today relates to both the Eagles and Sixers and is follows. Which team has a better chance to win a championship in their next season? Is it the Eagles or Sixers? Count me in on the Sixers.
I agree with you.
Mm. Ashlyn, Eagles or Sixers, better chance to win the title this upcoming year?
Eagles.
John?
I'm just going to be practical here and say we've got the third best odds for the Sixers and the fifth best odds for the Eagles.
What a wimp.
Wow, that is weak.
I never thought John would be a wimp.
Weak. I do think it's close.
John Ritchie, wimp!
The Sixers did enough to actually have a chance to win a world championship. I got to tip my cap and give them those kudos.
You were just so pro-Eagles offense. How can you swing it like that for minutes?
He heard Jones talk about Bryce Hoff. He's out! He's out!
They both have a chance. That's what's amazing.
Well, three of them do. That's really what's incredible.
All three, yes, yeah. You're right. Three teams in Philadelphia have a chance to win a world title
that's pretty cool.
Season.
All right, so we'll talk to Elliot in about 10 minutes and all this stuff. Let's go to JB right now in Chestnut Hill. What's going on, JB?
Good morning, team.
What's up, JB?
Good morning, Ashlyn. Welcome to the party.
Thank you.
Nice addition. John, I'm sure you appreciate this, but happy Independence Day.
Yes.
Today's the actual day of the signing of the Independence, not July 4th.
I like this was the day John Adams thought would be the day. This day, July 2nd. That's right.
This is when the Second Continental Congress, I guess that they were called, that's when they actually voted to make it independent.
And what was it?
Has anyone ever been more historically wrong than John Adams?
You can just make the Seltzer, you can just make the case everyone else was idiots.
Yeah, well, he's wrong. You thought this would be the day. It's not. It's
JB,
not
what
the
was
day.
The deal? The
What's Independence Day? July 4th.
JB, was the 4th when it was announced to the public?
No. So what happened was it was signed on the 2nd. They came up with it later as the 4th. It took like 17 to 20 days to write and was not even finished till August 2nd.
Hmm. Okay.
So, all right. Random facts.
All right, what do you got on the sports scene?
As far as like the Sixers, I'm cautiously optimistic because the NBA has become so microwave over my lifetime that it's not like, you know, the 80s and 90s where it's like, oh, the Knicks are here, the Pacers are here, and this team's coming, and you're not watching teams grow. So the Paul George signing is huge because it immediately makes them, you know, exactly what we think they are. They're now contenders, and if they stay healthy and they do the right things, it's going to be, it's almost, you know, like Boston's championship this year. It's going to be forgotten about in about 2 months. Like, it's, I think the NBA has
JB, I think Boston has a better shot to repeat than most teams in recent years. You got to remember, their two stars are both really just entering their prime. And I'd say Porzingis and Drew Holiday should still hold up good enough. They got that Devin White guy Derek White, who might be
major hairstyle change.
Well,
for the better.
He might be the best fifth player on a championship team in a long time. I mean, how many championship teams? He's probably the best
since Iguodala.
Since Iguodala. You know, or Bobby Jones was the Sixers' fifth best player when they won the title in 83. Like, as fifth best players go, he's pretty damn good. You know, so the opportunity
just got a 4-year, $129 million extension.
You know, so they're pretty well situated. By the way, Hartenstein leaving the Knicks is a big deal, man. That is not a small thing that happened.
And not just that, going to like a perfect fit for OKC. OKC getting him and Caruso, they're going
to
be dangerous.
But I'll deal with that in the finals if I have to.
Of course,
the Sixers.
Of course,
it helps the Sixers. That guy's not with the Knicks. Big time.
I agree. And when it comes to the Phillies too, if we were 100%, I know this seems like I'm like hedging my bet. But, like, yeah, the Dodgers series would be more important. But right now, it's about getting the team regrouped, getting healthy. This series doesn't mean anything to me in my eyes as far as long-term for the Philly season. Like, yeah, would it be great for them to win the series? But
wait, which one are you talking about, Braves?
I'm talking about Dodgers or Braves.
Well, JB, we're talking about home field advantage. I mean,
and I'm talking about getting the team healthy because this team is proven home field advantage. This team has proven home field advantage didn't really matter. They came in as a 2 seed, we want to be the underdog, not the underdog. We want to be the hot team that goes in, and this team.
JB, I am not saying play players before they're ready to come back at all. I was simply responding to Drew's query. To which game matters more? Which game would you rather pitch Zach Wheeler in? And I'm just telling you, fundamentally, I think the Dodgers game is more important than the Braves game.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.